Broadcasting from a tiny studio located somewhere in North America to the world. Waging war on the matrix of confusion.
Tires and lights of fires.
I know one of them has a carrying of a very large weapon.
I am really deeply worried. We have two grandchildren who are 6 and 8, and I believe they are in greater danger of dying from enemy activities than we were.
There's no reason, Bob, that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night.
The United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The hard part about playing chicken is knowing when to flinch.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
I hear it fading. I can't speak it. Oh, else you will dig my grave. Feel them finding always one.
Welcome back to another edition of Dark Matters Radio. I am your host. My name is Don Ecker. And this particular episode is once again a very early episode from UFOs Tonight. This particular evening, my guest was in studio. It was the first Sunday of February 1993, February the 7th, and my guest was UFO author and researcher William Bill Moore. Now, you've got to have some idea of what was happening and transpiring back in those days. Bill Moore, as you will hear after we started taking phone calls, was not at that time a very popular guy. In 1989, at the Mutual UFO Symposium that took place in Las Vegas, Nevada, hosted incidentally by John Lear, who at that time was the Mutual UFO Network State Director, Bill Moore, before a packed audience of many hundreds of people, admitted working hand in glove with American military intelligence that, in effect, disinformed a particular UFO researcher by the name of Paul Benowitz, and this man ended up being driven insane and being committed to a state mental hospital. Now, that in itself, of course, is pretty shocking. And even though this was public knowledge, none of the legal authorities in this country ever seemed to give, quite frankly, one damn about this. Some blatantly illegal tactics carried out by the American military / intelligence establishment. But Bill Moore was also historically very important, as having written one of the first books, or the first book, on the Roswell incident, named The Roswell Incident, along with author Charles Berlitz. Now, in those days, Moore was most well known for having introduced the MJ-12 documents to the public in late 1987, along with his associate Jamie Chandra, a television producer. Now, many years have passed since all that. Moore dropped out of sight quite honestly not long after this particular episode of UFOs Tonight aired. Chandra has not been heard from publicly in any UFO arena. But when one looks at the UFO field, especially today, in the disarray and sloppy thinking that permeates the field, you've got to go back to those days when things were, even though it's unbelievable to me now, were much more structured. And it became obvious to anybody paying attention that, yes, there was something to UFOs because the military intelligence people took it damn seriously. So pull up a chair, lean back, put on your headsets, and listen to this show, because in the annals of UFO broadcasting, in my not-so-humble opinion, This is one very important radio broadcast.